Test 75, Section 3, Question 23. This is an assumption question, and it says, amateur gardeners who plant based on the phases of the moon tend to get better results than those who do not. Those who plant based on the moon, better than those who aren't. This seems surprising, since the phases of the moon do not affect how plants grow. So, surprising because we don't know how they grow. It doesn't affect it. An alternative practice often found among amateur gardeners is to plant during the first warm spell of spring, which leads to problems when a frost follows. Alternative practice, first warm spell of spring. So amateur gardeners who use the phases of the moon are less likely to lose plants to a frost. So this is sort of a weird one. I was like, the conclusion is those who plant with the phases of the moon are less likely to lose plants to a frost. And really the evidence is just that those who plant based on phases of the moon get better results. And one alternative to that is to plant during the first warm spell. So that saying that they lose less to a frost, but we've got to tie something in the phases of the moon to the losing things to a frost. And so this was one where I wasn't really 100% sure on where this was going, but I figured we could throw out answers as they are wrong based on either being too strong or outside of scope, off-topic or irrelevant, or that do the opposite. A, using the phases of the moon usually leads amateur gardeners to plant later in the spring than those planting at the first warm spell. Maybe. I said, well, that seems all right, because that would strengthen the idea that they're less likely to lose plants to frost. The phases of the moon affect whether a frost follows the first warm spell of spring. I went, well, I don't know. I don't know that we have to assume that phases of the moon does that. We just need to know that those who use it are less likely, so I wasn't sure on B. Amateur gardeners who use phases of the moon tend to plant different types of plants. That is not something we have to assume. In fact, if anything, we kind of want to assume that they don't. And so, in this case, we don't like that. D, amateur gardeners cannot improve their results unless they understand why their methods work. No, in fact, if anything, we're assuming that they can. E, professional gardeners only rarely plant. We don't care about professional gardeners for the purpose of this. And so in this case, we had A and B. I like A better. It's just saying if you have to assume that they're less likely than those who plant at the first warm spell to plant it early, because then they're going to get less problems. And so we do have to assume there's some tie between the phases of the moon process and planting later, so we don't lose stuff to frost. Now, B is just too strong. We don't know that the phases of the moon affect whether a frost follows, because it's not about what the phases of the moon does. It's just the results that gardeners obtain. And so therefore, A is our best answer.